Welcome to the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Business leaders from around the region will gather at CenturyLink next week for the Business Outlook Summit, hosted by the University of Louisiana at Monroe College of Business Administration and others. The annual summit examines trends in the national and local economy. Dr. Ron Berry is the Dean of the College of Business, and Dr. Robert Eisenstadt directs the Center for Business and Economic Research. Ron Berry, how did the Business Outlook Summit really get started?
Well, Jay, that's a great question. About 8 years ago, we were visiting with folks in the business community and our counterparts at Louisiana Tech. And, one of the things that was missing was a community-based economic outlook summit. And so we partnered with Louisiana Tech and many of the economic development entities in our region, including the Louisiana Economic Development, Northeast Louisiana Economic Partnership, Monroe Chamber of Commerce, Ruston-Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, Union Parish Chamber of Commerce, and of course the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. So you can tell by that list of partners that this is certainly a community event that provides outstanding economic information for our region.
What kind of feedback have you had from people who've attended and said, okay, I came to this expecting this and I found what?
Well, you know, it's a little different each year, depending on what's going on in the economy. You know, one of the most positive feedback statements we've gotten is that, wow, you've been able to bring all these partners together, including Louisiana Tech and ULM, to deliver something that is of high value. And our national speakers and, of course, our regional speakers always do a phenomenal job bringing the most relevant and the most pertinent information to our audiences at the time.
How have you seen the event grow over the years, and how has it really developed or changed over that time period, 8 years?
Wow, another great question. I think right now we are delivering a truly outstanding program. It's grown in stature. It's grown in reputation. We have some truly outstanding national speakers that join us. And of course, the event is now held at CenturyLink, another one of our partners, which adds a nice component to the whole event. It brings it up a level to be able to host it at such a fine organization, such a fine community partner in our region.
Dr. Robert Eisenstadt, you had a major hand in putting the summit together. Tell us about that role, first of all.
My job, I run the Center for Business Economic Research, and so I don't want to really take away from anything. I don't do a whole lot of organizing. I do a whole lot of participating. My role has been to provide some organizational structure to the presentation. I'm one of the presenters. I do a lot of local area economic analysis and prognostication and branch out a little bit, I guess, to the state level as well. That's pretty much my role in this. What I'm going to be providing is, of course, local area indicators and comparisons to the state and the nation with some prognostication at the end.
So if someone's just hearing about this, what would you say to encourage them to come next week?
I think this is a well-rounded event. We have our national speakers who give a national perspective on the economy, where the economy's been, where it is now, where it is. Hopefully, we can say something relevant about where it's going, you know, to the extent that we have that kind of prescience. And as well as the state and local level, which is what I do and what my colleague John Francis from Louisiana Tech, he's an economist at Louisiana Tech, he and I sort of tag team and partner on that state and local issue. And I want to say this year also, John Francis has put together what I think is a really nice presentation on job creation, job destruction within the area, using some fairly timely data that just became available at the county level. And I think the relative volatility measures are going to be rather interesting.
And what are you going to be presenting on next week?
I'll be adding to his as well, and also offering state and local indicators and prognostication.
And certainly this year, a keynote speaker that many people will have heard of, and certainly I know many people are excited about having come to Northeast Louisiana.
We're very fortunate this year to have Tom Robinson, who is the president of Oppenheimer Asset Management out of New York, who will be joining us. He has a long, successful career as an economist. He's held positions at the American Council of Life Insurance, where he's a senior economist. Actually has done some work for the government and the Bureau of Economic Analysis for the United States Department of Commerce. So a great background, and certainly someone in his position with his experience, we think will be able to accurately represent and show us what's going on in the economy from a national perspective. He will also be bringing with him another Oppenheimer employee, Carter Braxton Worth, who is well known, appears frequently on shows on CNBC, Bloomberg TV, and all the financial news networks.
And what sort of things do you think someone would take away from hearing them speak, and also from the conference as a whole?
If I can sort of jump in, I think what we're getting here, in the past, we've had different speakers of different persuasions, if you will. We've had nationally known economists. We had forecasters from, for example, Georgia State University's forecasting project. And we've also had the chief economist from major banking concerns come in. And this year, we're going a little bit of a different route. And our principal speaker is, of course, coming from a major financial house, Oppenheimer Funds. And I think it's a different perspective, perhaps. It's perspective on the economy from the view of somebody who is looking into financial investment opportunities. I'm not sure that that's giving the credit that it's due, but it feels like a different perspective than perhaps what we've had in the past, which is not to discount anything we've had in the past. It's just that it's a little bit of a different view of the world.
With the recent demonization, really, of fund managers and the kind of money they make and the kind of things they do, especially in the recent economy, what kind of perspective do you think he's going to be able to bring to business leaders in Northeast Louisiana?
And that would be the mystery that everybody needs to come out and see for themselves.
Dr. Robert Eisenstadt is a professor of economics and heads the Center for Business and Economic Research here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Ron Berry is the dean of the College of Business here at ULM. Gentlemen, thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.